Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, besides the death of the Viking and Jag seasons yesterday, we had some other deaths. And some people had him on the Deadpool, right, yeah, Greg?
Some other deaths that were quite as significant.
And we found out that Petty was full of opioids, which is sad.
Fentanyl.
There was more than that. I saw a list. There was like 4 or 5 different things. In his autopsy.
Oh, at least. Yeah.
Maybe more. Yeah, maybe more.
They
yeah.
have, I've got it in the stack here somewhere, of all the stuff that he had. Here we go.
Save that. Keep that handy for Dr. Mina, too, when she, I know she's in Vegas. She marched with some people yesterday,
oh,
which is
great. She's been dancing all night.
Yeah, I thought so. She was on the pole.
Yeah.
Well, that,
that's
no,
why she went to Vegas.
Their march was the second day.
That's SD Finances. Yeah. So.
She pole dances?
Yeah. Trips that she goes on.
Yeah. What was all in Petty's system there?
All right.
I saw a list of 5 things at least.
Yeah. And as I look at it, I see things I don't understand.
Right.
Yeah, imagine that.
Because we're not pharmacists.
Okay. There's fentanyl.
Yeah, we know that.
There's acetylfentanyl.
Yeah.
There's despropionyl fentanyl.
That'll kill you.
That's 3 different fentanyls that he had.
Right. Okay.
Those are the things I don't understand.
I'm not familiar with the fentanyl.
Yeah, you are.
Painkiller.
I know.
That's the thing they're sticking in stuff that's killing everybody.
Well,
now.
It is.
Yeah. But the heroin.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's right. They're mixing with heroin now.
Like propofol is what killed Michael Jackson,
yeah,
right?
The milk.
Yeah, but you know the fentanyl thing. That's what everybody's up in arms
about. And that's what they had Mom on when she was in her medical coma.
Right.
They were dripping propofol there. And I can see why Michael Jackson called it milk. Because it comes out, it's thick, and it comes out in little drops like milk.
Mm. So he also had oxycodone, temazepam, alprazolam, which are sedatives, and citalopram, an antidepressant.
Jesus.
Multisystem organ failure due to resuscitated cardiopulmonary arrest due to mixed drug toxicity.
Yeah. Had emphysema. Had knee issues.
Well, yeah, the emphysema, some smoking his whole life.
A badly fractured hip.
Yeah.
Well, they figure.
And that hip became a full-on break from the reports that I read.
Yeah, that was the thing. He toured for 53 dates with a fractured hip, according to his family.
That's some drugs to keep that from
happening. And as he did, it worsened to a more serious injury on the day he died, according to his family. Once again, he was informed his hip had graduated to a full-on break.
Man.
And it's our feeling that the pain was simply unbearable and was the cause for his overuse of medication, according to the statement from Dana Petty, his wife, and Adria
tour.
Petty, his daughter.
Come off tour. You're right, Todd.
Pretty good chance I saw him. He was full of all those.
Right.
If he's hurting that bad.
He also suffered
from
emphysema
right?
And coronary artery atherosclerosis.
Atherosclerosis?
Something.
Yeah, that's the hardening of the arteries.
That dude partied, man.
Well, the hardening of the arteries you can take care of by eating right and taking some cholesterol meds.
Yeah, he probably didn't.
That's what my grandpa died of. Mm-hmm. But that was back in the day.
Fentanyl patches.
So that's sad.
Move on. Yeah.
Pick us up.
Well,
make us feel good.
Okay.
Give us the other deaths.
No. But this is something that Todd has brought up with Tom Petty before. In his biography, 015, discussed his struggle with heroin addiction in 97 following the collapse of his marriage. And it says here a failed album. I don't know what that would be.
Echo, was it?
No.
Was it one in the late 90s?
It was from some movie soundtrack.
Oh, She's the One.
Yeah.
There's one good song on that album.
That was, he considers that the low point of his career.
Yeah, he said, tried to go cold turkey and that wouldn't work.
No, it didn't work.
I don't
work.
Know what that, oh, no, it says that wouldn't work is
he
the wasn't quote.
He didn't want to do it.
Because heroin's a mofo.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's an ugly effing thing. So did he actually use cold turkey to kick it? Or he just said he tried it and that didn't work. He had to try something else.
I did not know if he went the methadone route.
I remember him reading about him going to rehab eventually.
Yeah, I know he did, but I don't know how he kicked it.
Keith Richards kicked heroin years ago, and he
went cold.
There's a documentary in the mid '80s where he goes, "It's heroin's no big deal. It's 3 days of climbing the walls and then you're fine. 3 days of climbing the walls and then you're fine." And he did a cold turkey,
right? Maybe been a
little easier. I think he legitimately meant climbing the walls.
Sounds like it was a little easier for him than for a lot of people.
No, I know. It wasn't easy. He said 3 days of climbing the walls. He just, you know.
But he made it sound simple.
No, he didn't.
He
latched himself in a room and climbed the walls for 3 days.
You got to have somebody to lock you in.
You
got
somebody
keep
lock you
there.
Right, that was it. That's what he did. Right?
Well,
it didn't sound simple at
throw
all.
Throw food under the door.
Right.
The way he summarized it seemed rather simple.
Well, that's. The English can be understated.
Right.
Nah, they're a bunch of loudmouths.
And he's still kicking, that Keith. Look who I outlived today. You see that meme all the time. Hey, Mick, look who I outlived today. That's basically the meme you see all the time.
You want to see a bunch of
old rock star dies, yeah. Keith Richards says.
Want to watch
that.
A bunch of loudmouths? Thursday Night Darts.
Oh, you mentioned it, yeah.
Yeah. That's what's going to get me through the sports doldrums. Is Thursday Night Darts on BBC America.
Looking forward to that.
Yep.
But you get the Olympics here soon, so that'll help.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, I'm really not a Winter Olympic guy.
Or just an Olympic guy. Or a
Summer Olympic guy.
Not even the biathlon where they ski and shoot every now and then.
They barely even show that, and it's stupid. That's a stupid event.
Find that on TV.
That's a stupid event.
Oh, you can find everything now.
Yeah,
they've got 18
eight different channels, right? Oh, you'll see that.
Yeah, but then you got to find those channels. I don't know where the hell half of those are.
Yeah,
look it up.
Hit menu. It'll show you what's on that time. You're right.
Look it up.
Yeah, don't care.
Yeah, I'd be more into the biathlon if they were carrying, you know, like just high-powered rifles and shooting an elk.
I think you're right. I think they should actually have animals.
Yeah,
that they have to shoot at.
Because that's kind of the idea. From back in the day, it was a survival
thing. Shoot at each other, actually. Just make it a video game, yeah.
Give them RPGs and make them ski. Got to keep their balance when the rocket fires.
Let's turn it into the Hunger Games.
Why not?
One of the most famous chefs of all time, according to the chefs that we're aware of,
mm-hmm.
Paul Bocuse, not even sure how to say his name. Yes.
Oh, okay. He had to have pure butter, right, in his veins.
He was 91.
Well, man, he made it pretty far then. Good for him.
It was clarified at least.
Yeah.
How would we know this guy?
I recognize him.
If you see a picture of him, you'll go, "Oh, that guy."
Cajun guy, right?
Right, but
New Orleans guy. Oh no,
French.
Oh, French. Okay.
No. He was huge French.
You're thinking
thing.
Of like Paul Prudhomme.
Yeah, whatever.
The guy on the spice jar.
Right.
He looks like. Don,
who had him?
Never had a show on the Food Network or the Cooking Channel.
No. He was much too good for that.
Yeah. Wow. He was also 91.
Well, that's your most famous chefs now. Well, that's your most recognizable guy.
But this guy's the real guy.
Yeah, I know.
The guy that Bourdain has looked up to for 100 years.
But he's still no Bobby Flay.
Who had him?
And thank God. Santorum Stash.
Okay.
Had Paul Bocuse.
One hit.
Yep.
A solo.
Dorothy Malone passed away at the age of 93, an actress.
Yeah, from back in the day.
From way back in the day. She was picked by Antichristo. Or some people might say that's a play on the Antichrist.
Oh, I got it.
Epcot Death March gets a hit with Dorothy Malone, as does the Jane Kaczmarek incident.
Still love that name.
Robert Zarin passed away. A husband on the on a housewife show.
Yeah.
And he was picked by Hope Solo's
butthole.
James Doohan's
butthole.
Finger.
Oh, okay. Okay. Different one.
All That's right. his automatic response to everything.
Well, Craig just points at me and I yell butthole. It's part of our
It's really fun when he stops paying attention. You can throw different questions at him.
A little nonverbal interaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Pavlov's dog when he points at me. I yell butthole.
Does it work
even
if
in the hallway?
If you, you know, to make it safe, if you put fractured in front of it, like the South Park boys do.
Butthole.
It might. Fractured.
Fractured.
But.
Butthole.
Hole.
Hole.
Right.
Yeah. Also, Mr. Fister and the Rim Reaper had right. Robert Zarin.
Congratulations on your hits. Who's leading still?
Still early. I guess that's a...
Early in the season, we don't even have a leader, right? I think he did.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's leading.
Yeah, we do have a leader. Mr. Fister.
Mr. Fister. One hitter. One hit with the high on the list.
Yeah, one hit. Well, all of our players so far have one hit.
Right.
And Mr. Fister, however, is leading the league in the tiebreaker points and his entry form. $20 is $20. I don't know what that means. The Rim Reaper. At number two with his list, vaginal comb over.
Right. Yeah, just shave it if you're losing it.
And I'm amused
by this. That's where that comes from.
I love Death and Onions.
Yeah.
Is at number three on the list with their list. I love Hay also.
A little homage to Tom T. Hall right there. I love Death and Onions.
I love Hay.
Somebody needs to tell Tom T. Hall about that.
I
think he would be flattered.
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe not.
Just to know that a song of his has taken on a new life.
It has.
The Senate will keep trying today to end the government shutdown. And a key procedural vote is scheduled for noon Eastern time.
Yeah,
we'll see how that ends up going. Right now, we're looking at an extension into the first week or so of February.
That's what I kind of like about football. You had something to watch and not pay attention to the country ending. Although it feels that way when the Patriots win.
Oh, come on. Isn't that just the way it should be?
Yeah.
So yeah, I went back to C-SPAN to pick me up.
After watching
the Patriots won.
Is your Viking fan buddy? Didn't have to go to work today?
No, he goes to work.
Oh, okay.
He's just. Yeah.
I thought he was a government employee.
Oh, yeah. No, that one. Different, that's different Viking fan.
Different guy.
I don't know if he has to work or not.
Because I'm curious how this affects the average dude.
He's a federal worker, and...
It depends on which average dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
TSA, you're fine. You know,
right.
You got to go to work. And a lot of places. You got to be there.
Right.
Well, like the mailman doesn't get the day off.
He does not get the day off.
No. I was just talking to a mailman yesterday.
You see, yesterday they had to reclassify Armed Forces Network as essential services.
So they could watch the games.
So the troops could watch the games.
Right. Yeah. So the games could go on.
It was like Saturday night and Sunday morning, they weren't going to get to watch the games. And it's essential services.
Right. Congress gets paid, though.
And they readjusted.
Remember that. Congress gets paid.
If
their paychecks were tied to getting the bills passed, they might pass them.
Oh, there's a couple of them that have come out and said, well, you know, we don't deserve to get paid if we can't do this.
Yeah.
And they might
donate
their checks.
Yeah, that's the rich ones.
Those are guys who...
A lot of those guys do live off their paycheck.
Don't need a paycheck.
Right, exactly. The rich guys.
Yeah. Some of them have kids in college and nice houses.
Yeah, but they're not in Congress
anymore. That happened in 2013. Yeah, that was... Oh, Lee. I think Lee still regrets that.
They got a nice lobbying job.
I think Lee still regrets saying that.
More than pays for college.
Right.
By the way, yesterday, and it's going off in the mail today, I wrote my final... student loan check.
For which kid?
For Miranda.
Okay.
Oh, I thought maybe it was for you, for Arizona State.
I thought I was going to say, I thought it was you.
No, when I start doing Arizona State online stuff.
Yeah. Get that real job.
I'll have to start paying
for
it.
Get out of here. Get that degree and get out of here.
I thought you were going to go University of New Hampshire online
there
or something.
You go. Yeah.
Same thing.
Now I'm going to go to campus.
Pretty much the same thing.
University of Phoenix online.
Mm-hmm.
But Arizona State University is making a big push on the radio. I heard the call all over the radio.
I don't know why. It's just a great campus and great weather. I don't know why they need to advertise.
Including the home affiliate. Right. Well, they need to advertise that they're doing stuff online.
All online
stuff.
That
you don't have to go down there.
Yeah, that's where you'd want to go.
Bask in the beautiful sunshine.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You can do it from the crap hole of your own desk.
Why would you want to come to Phoenix? It's beautiful down here. Exactly. Just stay home and take classes.
Exactly. Stay in your asshole.
Well, you don't want to get distracted.
Well...
You want to keep your nose to the grindstone and get it done.
Yeah. Well, or you're 35 and you're not going to walk around a college campus. Right. You're just taking extra classes.
I have found.
Right?
Well, at least years ago, I found that Arizona State was a bit distracting. There's a lot going on down there.
I just, like I said, that's the first time I was on campus just a couple weeks back, and it's a beautiful place.
Were you a little distracted?
Yep. Well, the school was out, so there wasn't a bunch of hot chicks walking around. But believe me, when school was in, I'm sure it's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty distracting,
mm-hmm.
as I seem to recall.
Yeah.
And I'm sure nothing's changed. In fact, I drove through there a couple months ago. It was pretty distracting.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't run into a pole or something.
Being old creepy
guy. I wasn't driving.
It's old creepy guy.
Oh,
now.
Good.
I was.
You know, I used to go here back in the ancient days. How
no,
you doing?
I saved that.
Yeah.
Now, China says that the U.S. government shutdown exposes what Beijing calls chronic flaws in the American political system. A commentary published over the weekend notes that the Western democratic system is hailed in the developed world as near perfect and the most superior political system to run a country. But China says the shutdown in the U.S. and Washington's struggles to end it will make more people around the world think about the legitimacy and viability of what the commentary calls such a chaotic political system.
Well, some other things that make us look bad, too. You know, it's funny. I saw there was a great SNL line about that on Weekend Update. We've been in the government for so many years. Shouldn't we own it by now? Why do we have to pass bills to pay the bills when don't we just own it?
Stop leasing it month to month.
That was it. That was kind of it. I mean, it's obviously too obvious, but
we should just buy it.
Just buy it
instead of renting it.
Right.
Here's our buddy Tim. I am currently on my way to work to sign paperwork that I acknowledge I am out of a job until the government is funded. So you even have to go to work.
To sign paperwork.
To sign papers to say I'm not working.
Unless he's non-essential.
That sucks.
Sucks to be known as non-essential.
Well, some people have to go in to find out if they are essential or non-essential.
Right. But I'm sure people know they're not essential.
No, not everyone.
Okay.
Yep. Well, go out and hit the driving range today.
Wouldn't non-essential mean just you don't need a job?
No.
Yeah. No, you need a job. I mean, does it? If you
go
to work,
they don't need you.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. If you walked in this building or any place you work in, any kind of private industry, and you walked in and they said, we don't really need you today, that means they might not need you any day. Think about it.
Theoretically. Yeah.
Yeah, when it comes right down to it. When they're doing the old belt tightening.
Yes, like private industry does, too, for that matter.
As they like to do a lot.
Yeah.
Apparently, the IRS is non-essential.
Oh, so this is going to screw up tax season.
Theoretically, if this goes on too long, And the IRS has to approve this, that, and the other thing for, different things every day.
Yeah.
For people, so I guess it can be
issue. Referred to as an orderly shutdown. So that's why people who...
And I did see that Cuomo in New York City,
have to go in.
New York State, they're going to pay themselves funds to keep the Empire State Building open. Not excuse me, to keep the
Statue of Liberty
open, right?
Yeah.
They're going to use the state funds.
Now, I saw some national parks were open, some were not.
Reduced services.
Yeah.
In the national parks. So look out for that.
I'm going to have to change my plans for today.
Yeah, I had plans today, too. To take a big nap.
Like you said, your mailman buddy's going to work today.
Yeah, he is.
Out of England, 42-year-old Mo Ahmed.
Hey, Mo.
Mo.
Was working two jobs.
You want Mo?
So he and his wife could make ends meet. So he was angry, however, when he found out his wife was going out to the bar, spending the money he was making.
Yeah, that would
to
piss you
try
off.
And
you're working two jobs, and she's using extra cash for
they
pints.
Had a business.
Yeah.
That wasn't doing very well, so he took on another job.
Right. And she was whoring around the local pub.
She was at least going to the bar,
whoring around,
spending the money
on pints.
He felt annoyed that she was spending money while he was having to work to pay the bills. He learned that she was going to this one particular bar, and he was angry and frustrated and wanted to ruin her night, according to the BBC. So he called in a false bomb threat.
Yeah.
No, don't do that.
No.
He admitted making two hoax calls to the bar, forcing the pub to close early and costing it about $1,500. He was scheduled to be jailed for 6 months, suspended a year, and ordered to pay the $1,500 in compensation and do 120 hours of community service. The judge pointed out, look, dude, the phone calls came from your cell phone.
They're coming. Yeah, they could track, they could ping all that stuff.
We're going to trace that. What is wrong with you?
Right.
Dude said, I got nothing.
Criminals are so stupid, man.
That guy wasn't really a good criminal.
No, he's a horrible criminal, obviously, you know.
Not really a good husband either.
Well, she ain't a good wife.
Well, no.
Let's clarify. No. Hey,
he's trying to
she drove him to the brink of being an idiot.
He's trying to pay the bills.
And she's out whoring.
She's making the bills worse.
Yeah. Don't call in a bomb threat.
No, don't do that.
No.
That's not good.
Just go and take her by the ear and pull her out of the bar.
She didn't. Yeah, that's good.
I probably don't do that either.
That's what she would do to him.
Yeah, that's fine that way. Right.
The bomb threat was a bad decision.
Yeah.
But she put him in a bad place.
Nigel, what are you doing here?
She's partly to blame.
Mo.
Oh, his name was Mo. Okay. Her name was Nigel.
So the judge actually said, hey, Mo.
Hey, Mo, we got your phone here.
You came from your phone.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.